Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door, and it's time to open.
I'm wearing my Santa Claus hat because I'm in the mood of giving, receiving, and celebrating very special births that are attributed to this particular day of year. Very special people reaching out in gratitude, taking the time to experience gratitude, or just stopping to let the gratitude in. So, What a special time of year this can be. And it isn't just about the things of the time, it's about the space of the time. And we'll be talking more about Christmas space as this show goes on today. So good morning, you, American State National you. You are listening to Waking Up in America, which are dynamic radio dialogues brought to you by Key Media, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com, brag.com, and that's brag with two G's, Happily200.com, TheConingCompany.com, Sir Jason Linnerty, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out, and the body can. And the body can, really can. And Randy's going to really let you know how the body can.
Some people think it's a can, but it can do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, not only that, I'll let her reintroduce Jason. This will be his second week with us. Now, Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network actually said that we're doing radio that's changing the world. And that's a high endorsement, and that's somebody I would actually like you to meet, Jason. And he's the one that actually started using radio advertising. So, you guys, if you have dog barking or a telephone ringing or a door slamming or whatever, we call in from our homes and offices around the world to create this program, and literally not just of the United States of America. We've had a number of call-iners, people. We have listeners. We have listeners from Australia to the Ukraine to Japan to all over the place, and it's just such a privilege. So we're saying happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Our big holiday here is when we celebrate the birth of Christ. And I think that's really important for people to remember, that as we go out into the world, that Jesus Christ, actually the word prayer meant to go out into the world and get that which is yours. So there's a space out there, and that space, it has everything, nothing in it, depending upon what you need or want. So for our Christmas cheer to you is that you go out into the nothing, into the empty and meaningless, and you take that which is yours. You use your fifth dimension capacities and you start creating that which is yours. And we'll be talking about consciousness today. We'll be talking about celebration, and we'll be talking about gratitude, because we got an amazing visitor on the show back again. Sherry St. Vincent is here. We're really lucky. Paul Brass will drop by. You know, just different things will happen. So Sherry St. Vincent, welcome back to Waking Up in America, dear.
Thank you, and good morning.
Uh-huh. And I called you up because originally, I guess the best thing is this is probably maybe your 20th or 30th time on Waking Up in America, because you're one of our go-to people, okay? So we go to you when we want different advice. And if you know Sherry for a while, you'll actually know that she's always making best choices for herself. You're going to find this real interesting, what she's been doing, Randy. She actually was on Thrive HGH doing double dosing it. And during that era, you got abs and all kinds of stuff and started doing all kinds of things. Could you tell people a little bit about that period of your transformation?
Well, my body really, it really needed that at that time. It gave me strength. It gave me more muscle. It was just, I slept really well, and I still do. And I still have my abs. They didn't go away. But
well, the point I want to make with Sherry is we go, we all have downlines. Any of us that have been in this business for any length of time, we want to have downlines because we want to find out how this stuff works. You know, whether it's this stuff, whether it's somebody else's, the light force. I still have my little light force bag. Everyone you do, you get a bag with it. I've got my limitless bag over here. So any of us that have been around long, we've got like 20 different bags that we're carrying around. And what happens is that things, they help you at a different part of the journey sometimes. Like, Sherry's doing things I will probably never be doing. I'm the opposite end of the food chain from Sherry St. Vincent. Okay? She didn't have the kind of things happen in her life. Her life happened differently, and she held on to things differently. And I've been in just so many more car accidents than she has, for starters. Various kinds of physical things that happened. And so Sherry's results, I just had to keep breathing because Sherry was transforming so rapidly. When I started taking this Thrive HGH goody stuff, I didn't know what to expect. I just knew that I trusted Beverly Brooke Peterson, who I was working with at the time, and I'm still working with it. It's been a dear friend for absolutely years. And she said, try it. It turns around the aging process. And I thought, anything to get out of this mess. I didn't like the arthritis.
You called
terrible,
it a mess?
You know? And then last night, here I am. I'm on this course now to find out how do we speed up transformation. And what Sherry did was she found something. Who referred you to Egoscu, Sherry?
Guy Priano.
Okay. And what is Egoscu? Tell us, Randy, you're going to just love this because you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
Egoscu is a method of strengthening your body in the areas that need to be strengthened in order to support your structure. Whenever you have weakness in your body, there is something that is not in balance, of course, we know that. But the Egoscu exercises were created about 15 years ago by Peter Egoscu. He also wrote a book about it. But you get really, really quick results. So anyone that has pain will definitely benefit quickly from doing the Egoscu exercises. And most of my life I had pain in my body. Basically, because I am tall, and so that does affect your back.
How tall are you, Sherry?
I'm about 5'11", close to 5'11".
Wow, you're up there.
Yeah.
Get a ladder, right?
Pardon me?
I was joking. I said get a ladder.
Get a ladder, yes. So I didn't know how to use my body correctly in order to do and my work. So I took on some bad habits, which caused me a lot of pain. And those habits just got worse, and so did my pain get worse over the years. So I had a lot of back issues, neck and shoulder issues. So I met Guy Priano, who invited me to come up to Portland, and he's the one that introduced me to Egoscu. He was in the healing arts and an acupuncturist, definitely a naturopathic doctor. And so he introduced me to Kelly McFarland in the Portland office. So she worked with me for 2.5 hours on my first appointment. And I was amazed at the results after that, just that one time. And it's just, I've now been doing them for 2 months, and I have so much strength and no pain at all in my body. And I'm just so grateful, so very, very grateful. And now that I have this balance, it's just amazing how my body craves it. And so it's easy for me to do the exercises, and I do them every day. And it takes me about an hour and a half, but it's well worth it.
That's awesome. Those sessions are what, 30 minutes, an hour?
You mean when you go into the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine was 2.5 hours.
Okay, so are the ongoing that long as well, or no?
Well, what I did, because I don't live in Portland, is that Kelly put together my program, and she emailed it to me so that I can do them at home. So I do them at home every morning, and it takes me about an hour and a half to do them.
There are a series of exercises, Randy, and they call them menus.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they create different menus for different body situations. For instance, in my particular case, I'm actually doing something else first to loosen up my joints. I'm actually doing something called the Magnosphere. The whole thing is, we've been laughing about all of this because I was in the Magnosphere last night calling people and inviting them and stuff like that. I wanted to know if I could take my phone in there with me. You know, I'd had enough of my pineal gland being opened and my this and my that. I wanted to get into action and create a world in which Christmas means something to everybody this year. And just the privilege of all the people that have been with us this year, whether they're actually in this moment with us and you can hear them audibly, or whether they're just gathered with us, because waking up in America, we're a bright light in the galactic sky. The number of people that have come to visit this program, the ongoing spirituality, the magical endurance of people coming in and making sure that we stay on air, which is something that Patricia Bragg will have my eternal gratitude for. Really, she saved us about 3 or 4 years ago and made sure that everything worked for us. And just the contribution and the great people that have been across the stage and the friends that we've made here. We're going into our 31st year of radio, and I'm just incredibly grateful to be here with you on this particular date, December 23rd of the year 2017. It's a memorable world is being born here, and the privilege of doing that and the recognition of our individuality and our differences. Sherry and I, we laugh and we say that we're different species, and we totally are. So what works, there's about 6 or 7 kinds of people, at least as far as I can figure out. And even though we may look like we only vary in color or height or something like that, I totally believe we vary in all kinds of other ways, such as actually identifying with, quote, spirit animals and things of that nature. So that.
Well, Igasku itself sounds amazing. I mean, it sounds like anyone can benefit, and it'll help a lot of people avoid surgery. And I had heard of it before for posture and pain relief, so it's good to hear somebody doing it. It's kind of like, I mean, I know you get your own personal, as you call it, menu, basically. It's like stretching and yoga and Chinese traditional medicine all kind of wrapped up into one. So it's kind of a neat thing. And if it saves somebody from surgery, and I understand a lot of athletes use it as well. So a lot of pro athletes, a lot of college people. So it's a good thing. Very good.
I took one.
Glad you brought that up.
I took one of the courses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've had deadness in my legs for almost 20 years now. They're kind of numbish. One half-hour session, I had normal blood back in my right leg, and I'd had physical therapies and all kinds of stuff. These people are just good. They're masters, okay? So we want to invite you to enjoy that mastery. We also want to invite you to hear what's going to be happening in the next few minutes with our newest member of the team, Jason Kano, and we're Jason on hair. And Jason, here you are. It's almost Christmas.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
What are you up to, sir, with your conversation today?
Well, I'm working for Christmas, you know, promoting my hair product and medical device on how people can help themselves. They don't have to live in pain. They don't have to, you know, be affected by life, you know, and, you know, hey, you don't have to be bald. You don't have to be overweight. You don't have to be in sciatic or hip pain or rotator cuff issues for the rest of your life. I mean, note that a lot of people don't realize that the way they eat is the way they are. So, but you can still, you know, fix things. So the main reason I'm on the radio is so people can understand that there is no magic pill, you know, and as Christians.
What do you want them to are you going to have them fix their hair, or are you going to have them?
We have to maintain and take care of ourselves. Our bodies are kind of like nice cars. Not beat up old pickups. So, you know, some people have lost hair due to different types of products. A lot of us say it's hereditary. I don't really believe in the hereditary thing. Maybe generational curses, many, many years of bad dieting. Well, terrible American dieting. Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's and Burger King is probably why some of us are wrinkled and losing hair in our 30s and 40s.
Yeah, you know, do you think that we shampoo our hair too often? I was wondering about that when you were talking the other day.
I think so. I don't. I look at the way that, you know, nature is intended, and look at dogs. We look at animals. We don't shampoo. I mean, animals don't shampoo every day. I think that, you know, we were also designed by God to fit into nature, and that there's a natural selection that we're supposed to follow, and we are all about prescriptions, drugs, detergents, protections, and protected type chemicals in the products so they all last forever. And these detergents are not good for our scalp or our skin. They clog up pores.
How do you actually apply a product, or what does it do?
Well, the hair shampoo, kind of like your HGH, the hair follicles are a living cell. They need food and nutrients. They need proper, you know, light, vitamin Z, you know, B's, antioxidants. I mean, your scalp needs food. So what we do is we use these shampoos that are a lot of detergent. That's why there's a lot of all-natural products out there, botanical and organic. But how do you recover from what is dead or damaged? So the product that we have here, Vermax Secret Hair Formula, you know, is the only product that I know, because I've been looking for years, and I kind of stumbled upon it from an old friend, kind of like a nutritional doctor, okay, and he was just really great with herbs, and he had these special four leaves from all over the, you know, planet, four from four different areas. Now he grows them in a private, exclusive organic farm, and he can only grow so many per month. And he goes, hey, look, I talked to another friend that was, you know, Falcon's Ministry, talked to Pastor Daniel, and he goes, yes, I have a hair formula. And I go, really? And I found out it was real popular in the 80s and 90s all over the radio and TV, only in California. And even some of the actors from the TV show Chips, like Eric Estrada, was using it and even helped promote it. And I go, well, what happened? He goes, I got old, I retired. So, and he... But he had a lot of hair. I went and met him, and he showed me pictures when his hair was thinning and falling out, and his family and other people and John. And I go, oh, my goodness, I can actually get my hair back? Because I was ready to go to Bosley or go get a hair transplant in Turkey with a friend of mine. And he goes, no, you don't need it. And so I'm looking at my hair going, okay, great. And so I've actually seen roots. But and he said, well, there's a process. You got to use a shampoo, and the shampoo's got to clean the scalp. You got to go in and have something that's going to clean and get it ready to use this special hair tonic. And then that tonic goes in and, you know, inside the pores, because now they're open and clean, and provides these nutrients and minerals in there. And then you start seeing results within, you know, the first 30 days. And then, you know, of course, I'm t- taking a couple months. I see some results. And then I go, well, hey, can I get faster results? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I have a extra strong formula. And I go, well, why didn't you tell me? He goes, well, you didn't ask. So I'm like, I would have had results in 7 days. And he goes, well, yeah, you could have. And I go, oh, well, gee, thank you. I go, well, let me have the extra strong formula. It costs more money. And I'm like, it's okay. I want my hair today, not tomorrow.
Does it take for them to start showing results in your experience?
It depends on, you know, I mean, some people only have thin hair, and they start seeing results pretty quick. You know, thicker hair, better color. And people that are, like, bald, they start seeing some peach fuzz. They start seeing some black hair. And they're going to, you know, if you're completely bald, I mean, and you're, like, you're ready for a transplant, you're looking at 90 days, 6 months. Within the year, you're going to have most of your hair.
All of my friends, guy friends that were going bald, there was a period of time where they looked like little cabbage patches, where they'd have plugs that had been transplanted into their hair. And it was like...
It was pretty bad. Yeah, they're trying to look like they're 35 forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I would add to that, you know, you're talking external and potentially absorption, which I don't have a lot of knowledge about the product that you're talking about, so I would definitely like to hear more about it. But I would also add, you know, and Sherry probably can jump in, maybe she's seeing these results too, is like, you know, it's about what we're eating and what we're putting in as well. And for hair growth, and maybe these are in that, it's very, very important to have a formulation of vitamins like A, C, D. The Bs should be in there, B6, B12, some biotin. And maybe those things are already in it. And, you know, I may want to experiment with it. I'm actually in the process right now, so I don't want to alter the experiment, but I'm in the process. I've formulated a product with some of these ingredients, and I'm literally measuring from the length that my hair was to where it is 3, 4, 6 months down the road. This is an ongoing experiment. It'll be a full year. We'll see what happens. And I am only trimming my hair, not actually going in for, you know, like massive haircuts. So might be interesting to add that to it down the road.
Oh,
and it matters.
You wait till you see. Once you take a stand for something, and you are, and the beautiful thing about being on the radio is that when we stand here on the radio and we say who we are and what we stand for, all the people in the universe that can relate to that start to vibrate or have frequency or respond to us, something of that nature. And it isn't like that we live in a linear world. Everybody out there wants to see things in a linear way. And what I'm telling you is that right now, big things are happening on this planet in a way that's absolutely, it's not linear at all. It's a transition of as the day begins to go into the light. Yesterday was the winter solstice, okay? The darkest day of the year. So every day from yesterday, from the day on, keeps going to 2018, and the way keeps getting enlightened. And what we want to do right now is we want to have Mike play Donald Trump's Christmas wish to everybody here. So take it away there, Mr. Mike. Merry Christmas.
Today's a day that I've been looking very much forward to all year long. It's one that we have heard and we speak about and we dream about. And now, as the President of the United States, it's my tremendous honor to finally wish America and the world a very Merry Christmas. I want to thank everyone who has come together here right in front of the White House, and everyone watching from home to see the lighting of this incredible national Christmas tree. From the earliest days of our nation, Americans have known Christmas is a time for prayer and worship, for gratitude and goodwill, for peace and renewal. Melania and I are full of joy at the start of this very blessed season. We're thrilled to think of the people across the nation and all across the continents whose spirits are lifted by the miracle of Christmas. For Christians, this is a holy season, the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Christmas story begins 2,000 years ago with a mother, a father, their baby son, and the most extraordinary gift of all, the gift of God's love for all of humanity. Whatever our beliefs, we know that the birth of Jesus Christ and the story of this incredible life forever changed the course of human history. There's hardly an aspect of our lives today that his life has not touched: art, music, culture, law, and our respect for the sacred dignity of every person everywhere in the world. Each and every year at Christmas time, we recognize that the real spirit of Christmas is not what we have. It's about who we are. Each one of us is a child of God. That is the true source of joy this time of the year. That is what makes every Christmas merry. And that is what we remember at today's beautiful ceremony, that we are called to serve one another, to love one another, and to pursue peace in our hearts and all throughout the world. And so tonight I thank the millions of Americans who light our lives and brighten our wonderful communities. I thank those who are serving the needy during the season and throughout the year. I thank our military men and women who are stationed around the world keeping us safe. I thank our law enforcement officers who protect our streets and secure our homeland. I thank America's teachers, pastors, and all those religious and those people that have taught us so much, for their leadership in our communities and our society. And especially tonight, I thank America's families. At Christmas, we are reminded more than ever that the family is the bedrock of American life. And so this Christmas, we ask for God's blessings for our family, for our nation. And we pray that our country will be a place where every child knows a home filled with love, a community rich with hope, and a nation blessed with faith. On behalf of Melania, myself, Barron, all of my children, all of my grandchildren, they're here with us tonight. I want to thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Wow. That's...
He's such an amazing president.
You know, he totally is. And maybe Jason should... I think his hair is thinning a little. We should have Jason send President Trump a Christmas present. I think that I have a little hunch that may be why he sweeps it over his forehead the way he does.
Who knows?
What do you think, Jason? Where'd he go?
Maybe muted out. Unmute, Jason. I'm sure you're talking and we're not hearing it. He is no longer there. By the way,
why don't you go after and see if you can find him for a minute, okay?
I'll do it.
No man or woman left behind.
Exactly.
What can I say, Sherry? Honest to goodness, it's so wonderful to have you here and for us to be talking about the things that we're talking about at Christmas.
I'm here. Sorry, I was trying to unmute the phone, but it wouldn't let me do it.
I apologize.
To do, Jason, was actually have you tell people how they can connect with you before we go into the next segment here. For as it's, they write you, don't they? That miracle stuff with two with three.
They can actually call me at 808-989-6704 and ask any questions at 808-989-6704. The website is still being worked on because I didn't like the logo. And, you know, other people said, it's okay. And I'm like, this might be the veteran of the military in me. I'm a little bit more detailed, a little bit more information than that. So, I still haven't that worked on, but it's amazing. It's back in the day how popular the product was without it. But also, I'm also right now at Cool Springs Galleria. If anyone wants to come in and visit me, working right now, helping people. Yeah.
What I want you to do is actually give your email address twice too. Okay.
Right there. Okay, got it. I got an email address called theRichesOfGod@gmail.com.
Oh, I thought we were doing miracle stuff.
I've got that one. It's just I've had a hard time with people actually using it because it has three F's instead of two. So
they'll remember it, okay?
Huh?
Seriously, they'll remember that. Miracle stuff with three F's. I do.
Okay.
I have trouble remembering things, but I thought that was incredibly clever of you to do that.
Well, then I got the two emails in case someone doesn't remember. I mean, miracle stuff, but it has three S instead of two at gmail.com, where they can hit me up at theRichesOfGod@gmail.com.
Or you can hit him up with both and really get locked in there. The people, when they feel good about themselves, and that's what's special about what all of us are doing here. Randy, did you get your notification yet?
I'm praying to God it comes in before this year is over. It has not come in yet, and I did send him an email on Friday. So
we do have an uncertified. Okay. The question for Randy, we listen to her. You think she's struggling, Sherry, about whether or not she got her doctorate degree or not. What she's struggling about is whether she got an A or an A+. But
okay.
And here's this.
Not worried.
This is Santa Claus. Santa Claus is here, and Santa Claus loves you, okay? And he said that he's been having a good time. He's got the wife with him this year, and they're really having a nice time sharing stuff around. And, you know, the way that Santa did it was that he actually got in a magnetron with his cap on. He said this, people wanted to know the secret of how he got gifts all over the world at the same time, and he got into a magnetron. So I'm convinced of it. And you say, what's happening to Val? Did she go nuts or something like that? No, Val is getting so turned on to the technology that's available for all of us. This Egoscue thing that Sherry's done, it's a bloody miracle. It's not only that, she didn't even need products anymore. She's a fruitarian. You go out there and you do this thing at the Nova Center, which is, as a lot of, as my friend Kathy says, it's a Disneyland for adults. They have a machine there called the Magnetron, and I've been working on past life experience. I've been doing all different kinds of things in it. I was for PTSD because that's one of the programs that it has. I've had remarkable breakthroughs in my ability to go through things. The Egoscue material, when I did those exercises, in 1.5 hour, I got more forward advancement than I had in 20 years of physical therapy. So there are technologies out there that are just absolutely staggeringly incredible. And if you have people like Sherry and Beverly Brooke Peterson around, and Paul is Paul the plumber is very well versed, Randy Shannon, there's just so many smart people in life around me, Roseanne Mangio. I'm getting top-notch recommendations day in and day out, and the whole trick is just to be able to respond to the good stuff that's being offered to us. And our personality structures either allow that or don't allow that. Sherry's Sherry, at this point, I would believe you could live to be 200 years old quite easily.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
See, we looked at Happily 200, which was my product project at Landmark a couple of years ago, and it's being restructured now as we speak. And at the time, I thought, you know, the Bible, I believed in the Bible that people lived to be 700, 800, 900 years old. I believe it. And I thought, you know, what happened to us? Chemtrails. There's supposed to be executive order signed that there were no more chemtrails. Obviously, somebody's not paying attention because I've seen them. And I hope the executive order is true, because if it is, Donald, thank you for moving in the correct direction. I really don't like staying in the house all the time, you know, this kind of stuff. But here we are. We're creating a new future. And it's actually more like we're actually allowing our own brilliant, magnificent futures to occur for us. Randy's got a brilliant future coming. She's in it. She's developing it. When are you going to go and do your internship, Randy?
I actually leave, I'll be there middle of January, and I'm so excited because on day one, I just got a phone call yesterday, on day one we're going to a television studio, and while I'm not in the taping, I don't know if I will be while I'm there, but day one, this doctor is taping a show, or maybe he's doing it live, and I get to go to the studio with them, and then head over to the office and start working with patients, so I am so excited about this, and I just got this call the other day about the television show. So, very exciting. You know, I love Happily 200. You know, what Sherry's doing and what Jason's doing, it's about living longer and reducing the dependence on the pharmaceuticals and the medications, and everything that we're all doing is about overall improvement of our health, dramatic changes. And, you know, one of the biggest things, like I say, is always internally through your food, through your diet, through your rest, through your water. And then there is some external options as well. There's different things that you can do. And it's, you know, our bodies are in a war all the time for us. They're in a battle. Like you mentioned chemtrails. The water is tainted. The food is nutrient nothing. And so you have to offset it and do all these extra things, because our bodies are fighting for us. You know, I look at chemo, people that have cancer, and I've seen this struggle firsthand with someone who was very special in my life, and he didn't make it. And the thing is with chemotherapy, there's only a 3% chance that you're going to make it. 3%.
Actually, the chances of chemo is 96% chance that it'll kill you. The chemo will kill you.
Thank you. Yes. And so there has to be alternatives. And we
there are alternatives. In fact, there are different things in different parts of the planet. I have the privilege of having Kiernan Kitt spend the last couple of weeks at the house. She's been on Waking Up in America a number of times. And this amazing woman loves to work all night with her little kit putting together virtual reality stuff. She's producing and collaborating with a number of very amazing people on this planet to create virtual reality health tapes. So it's going to be a lot of different fun. All kinds of stuff is happening on the planet right now. And Randy's a triathlete. And Sherry, you're I have said, Jesus, God. Did you ever decide what species you were? I can't remember.
Oh, who are you talking to? Sherry?
I'm talking to Sherry St. Vincent.
What species I am? No,
I'm
I don't know.
Little fruitarian you. What species are you?
I don't know.
Some species really, for listeners, we're playing with each other, but we're also serious. What happens is everybody, we remember trying to force some food down my daughter's throat when she was a kid because she wasn't eating. And I went on and on and on. We're not leaving the table till you eat your dinner, you know, kind of stuff. And she'd just sit there, and it was like 4 hours later. And I went over, and I opened up her mouth, and I looked, and her tonsils were swollen closed.
Uh-huh.
Now, why she told me for 4 hours or whatever it was that she had a sore throat, I don't know. She just was being, she looked like what she was being was stubborn. okay? But I am so glad I took a look, because I wouldn't have known. She wasn't acting like that. She was acting like, no, I won't do it. A lot of people around us are into, no, I won't do things because you're not going to force anything on me. But what I see in people like Sherry is Sherry's now radiating. Tell them about your eyes, Sherry.
My eyes?
You had talked about the brightness in your eyes.
Yes, and the color of my eyes are changing. I recently just learned that there's only two color of eyes, and that's blue and brown. And anything else that you have is basically toxins showing up in your eyes. So the more healthy and the more clean you become, the clearer your eye color becomes. So, yeah, I have more energy through my whole body as a result of what I'm doing. Everything is just open. And now I basically am just eating fruit. I'm eating fruit and drinking water. And apparently that's working for me. That's what my body needs right now. So that's what I'm giving it. And I just feel so amazing. And
are you going through any kind of a detox? You know, are you feeling, sometimes when people do just fruit, they get, they go through some sicknesses of results of detoxing the body like that.
Well, I have not yet. I just know that I'm very super sensitive, and if I put something in my body that it does not want, it comes right back up.
Okay.
So I'm just listening, and right now what it needs and what it really enjoys and gives me more energy than anything is just fruit.
Well, definitely, here's the thing, and I actually wrote, I created a chart on this. When the bodies are craving certain foods, whether it's drinks, salt, sugars, even sometimes people overeating, or they're grabbing for that cigarette, it's that the body is really wanting nutrients. And so there is a general breakdown of, you know, for example, like if your body is craving chocolate, then you're short of magnesium. And so instead of reaching for the chocolate, you want to reach for nuts, raw nuts, seeds, fruits, legumes, however people say that all different. I've heard it every way. Or, you know, if you're craving sweets, then your body's missing chromium, carbon, there's all kinds of things, phosphorus, sulfur, tryptophan, and so then you would want to eat something like to offset it, and this would be what your body is actually needing, broccoli, grapes, dried beans, if you like liver, calf's liver is actually one of the things that kind of offsets that, poultry, fish, there's all kinds of things. So I've actually created a chart. When we launch on January 1st, this chart will be on the page under the food section. And people will be able to go back to this chart and go, okay, this is what I need to put into my diet. This is what I'm missing. Let me do this. And then they're going to watch. Their bodies are going to become felt. They're going to watch the weight, if they're overweight, just peel off because they're feeding it what it's begging you for, as opposed to, you know, going to get that chocolate bar. And I'm guilty of it, too. I'm guilty of, you know.
Randy.
If I'm out and about, yes.
Randy, I'm fascinated. I want to know what the calf's liver does.
Well, it's just whatever is in that calf's liver is what your body is desiring. So everybody, it could be something, I don't know what it is for you. Which are you short in? Chromium, most likely. So, you know, we can do a breakdown in a future show if you want on some.
Yeah,
of
I do. What is chromium
mean? You can pick it up in all kinds of multivitamins. If you're looking for it in food, you're going to find
longevity,
it in the
calves. I'm telling you, I think those longevity minerals and vitamins are just excellent.
So I
I'm
do too.
Building up, okay? Because I just started taking. Everybody wants it happen overnight.
It's not overnight.
Rarely does any of this happen overnight. You know, occasionally somebody goes, "Oh my God, we've been transformed." That's great. I applaud you. I get a little envious because I know it's probably true. All the easy bursts talk like that. You'll hate them for it. It's like, here we are transforming. We are creating stuff. We've got Randy. We've got all of this vitality. We've got Sherry. We've got Mike, who's been listening to shows for absolutely forever. We've got Jason now, happily here. We've got Gail Ellen, who's been sitting over being really kind to us for many years, hooking us up with gold medal winners and things like that. This is the week before the last week of the year and our 31st year on radio, and I'm really, Randy, I'm seriously looking at adding, calling it Vital Issues, you know, or Waking Up in America's Vital Issues.
Awesome. I love it.
Because I like Vital Issues, and I own that one, too. And Vital Issues could be, it's not just politics, it's things that need your attention first. And things
That's right.
that need our attention first aren't necessarily things that will be done overnight, but it's what we want to commit ourselves to. The global currency reset is happening as we speak. There are a number of what they call Tier 4 people that have been cashing in. There are brokers in different parts of the world offering very low returns. So if you have a bill that might be worth $50 million, they're offering you like $5,000 for it, which you'd say, well, that's great because I only paid, you know, $67 for it or whatever. Hang on there, you know. Let it happen through the regular channels. We know people are thirsty, but hang in there because this is our time to. We talk about when we're little kids about how we're going to grow up and we're going to change the world, Sherry and Randy and Mike. This is it. This will be the largest impact. I understand there's 120 million of us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're stepping forward, and most of that 120 million people have done it by themselves. Meaning, you go through things and you straighten yourself out and you're being responsible for yourself, okay? For the transformation to happen powerfully and quickly and gracefully on this planet, we have to recognize there's 120 million of us. And here's the way I look at it. Let people do what they're best at doing. We've got 100 million helpers. For instance, you know, I have somebody that happens to be particularly good at video, but if you ask him to call somebody, he'll be an idiot. So look around you and be getting help and start to spread things out, because those people that have Zim, somehow, I don't know what the process is, they keep changing it, those people will not even be getting their full amounts of the money that they have, because what the transformation is so significant about what we'll be doing. 2018 is Gesura. Gesura is, you know, 10% flat taxes and all kinds of stuff. The Democrats are going crazy in this state. I'm getting calls from Ted Lieu, who's a Democrat and makes it sound like the tax bill is a lethal time weapon. Yeah, it totally is a lethal time weapon. On poverty is what it is. Before we had taxes, we actually got everything done with a 10% tax. It's called a tithe. I am so happy to tithe to my country. I don't like being milked or juiced by my country, but I'm certainly willing to tithe to my country. And Sherry, Mike, or Randy, you want to comment on that?
I'll jump in. You know, I don't know if anybody saw the press conference that Donald Trump held, but he went ahead and signed the orders on the tax cuts, and immediately, knowing that it was passed, before he even signed it, huge corporations in this company turned around and gave $1,000 bonuses to their employees. And it was one after another. I was in the car with my son, and my 18-year-old just keeps me completely up on Donald Trump. He's just fascinated by him, and I love that he takes that interest. And he just read company after company after company. This guy is impressive. This guy is, you know, he is changing the demise of where our country was headed. So while I do not like taxes, I love the fact that he has turned around our country in such a great way, and it makes it go into effect in 2018. The reason he didn't wait for some formality in next year is because then it would have not kicked in until 2019. And so he did that for the people. Thank God. And, you know, a lot of people argue, like, I don't know what the meltdown is in the country when you're not having to pay near as much. And then the left, these crazy
meltdown.
People
you
and some on the
to
right.
Do trips. You, one of the reasons, I'm wearing my Christmas hat and going, ho, 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 I actually, I'd wait till the day after Christmas to shop for the next year. That's how my mind works, okay, if I see cool stuff. Mm-hmm. The day after Christmas, it's all down half price. This year I was walking around and I noticed everything was half price already before Christmas.
Mm.
Nothing was moving. So I took advantage of that. So I've gotten people some very cool Christmas presents that I normally wouldn't have expected to pick up before. We've been milked and juiced. And once this money starts flowing back into the economy, you're going to find all kinds of stuff happening and good stuff, top-end stuff, travel, all kinds of things that you wanted to do for your children. I saw an absolutely beautiful necklace set, excuse me, over at Costco.
90 seconds.
And when I looked at that turquoise necklace, I saw Jennifer, and I went, how much is it? And they go, $500. And I said, thank you, not at this moment. So...
new moments coming.
I'll take care of that. I'll be back to pick that up later. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, ConeyCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Anna Von Reich, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Channing, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene, Carol Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Jason Kano, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, Lonnie Hogan Miller, Sherry Sharifi Brown, Roger Stone, descendant of King David, RandyShannon.com, Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, and DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. And thanks to Paul C. Bragg for giving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. And a happy, happy, merry, merry Christmas to everybody. And a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, our producer, Brian Treasure, Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, Ron Simon, and our research director, Ron Hayes. Ron, honest to God, you're amazing. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you've given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Joe Chung. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan and Almost Ordinary People. And merry Christmas, Sherry and Randy and Mike and Ron Simon and all the guys at KTBL that are around us. And what would you like to say to sign off for the Christmas show? One line, Randy.
2018, new year, new life, baby. Bring it on.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is open.